Good morning. It's 18 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. And in the studio with me this morning, we're so very lucky to have the incoming director, new executive director for the Greater Sitka Fine Arts, or no, Greater Sitka Arts Council. And the outgoing, sadly to say, but he won't be going away, Jeff Budd, who is turning over the reins to Sarah Laurie on August 1st. And welcome.
Good morning.
Good to see you both in this morning. Thanks for coming, as usual. Jeff, love that tie. Wish you could all see it. It's just too groovy for words, I think you could say. So you're leaving, or you're turning over the executive director reins, but you're actually not leaving the Greater Sitka Arts Council.
Well, I'll contract with them, and I'm not leaving Sitka either.
Well, we knew that.
Okay. Yeah. No, so the board hired Sarah, and she starts August 1st, which I think is 7 or 8 days away, something like that. And they're excited, and I'm thrilled. And she's worked with us for over a year now, or almost a year now, and she's got what it takes plus. And so it'll be in great hands. And if I could say anything, I think that if I did any, I had a great time doing the job because it was for sure fun and funny. But I think that we laid a basic foundation for to take it to where it really needs to go and the direction it needs to go.
For those folks who are new to the community or maybe don't know what the Greater Sitka Arts Council is and does, could you just give us a little, you know, history maybe?
Well, the history goes back to 1972 or 73, and it was mostly involved with community theater, and it was the Craddocks that were on the campus. And as time went along, they moved along and different things happened, and it kind of was dormant for a while, and then a half a dozen or so people, Rob Allen and Norm Campbell and Pat Hughes, and I know I'm leaving off, I think Mr. Straley was on there as well, and several other people kind of revitalized it. And then eventually, they asked me to be on there, and I did. And as things went along, it was pretty obvious that if we didn't have a staff, we wouldn't get much done. So I was at a position, a place in my life that I said, well, I'll be your staff. If you take a chance with me, I'll take a chance with you. We were able to afford a AmeriCorps position, and so I did that for 4 years, and now it's Sarah's turn. How's that for the history?
That's very good.
Thank you.
Very concise. So you've been back, you're a local gal.
I am, yes.
And you've been back for about a year and a half. And what have you been doing with the Arts Council while you've been here? Because you've been working for them.
Yeah, so my role with the Arts Council has been program developer. So I worked to assist Jeff with all of the programming that we did, you know, in the span of a year. And then I put together the artisans market. So we got the artisans market from the Chamber of Commerce and ran it last year successfully. So that was my getting my feet wet and, you know, running my first big event, and that went really well. And then also learning the ropes and everything from Jeff, and just getting a feel for what the job was going to be like. And yeah, it's been really fun.
So do you have, so give folks a sense of your background, if you could, a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. So my arts background, recently, I did my master's in fine arts in Dunedin, New Zealand. That was a three-year expedition, and gave me a very solid foundation in the arts, art history, art theory. So I have some very distinct ideas about art, and it also obviously brought my own practice along. I'm a painter. I spent 3 years immersed in doing my own work and really learning how to develop your ideas, and then how to have the visual piece reflect the ideas. So I'm bringing all of that artistically to the Arts Council, and then along with very organized person, and I think building on the success that Jeff has created with the programming, I can work to keep a stable, solid foundation and apply for more funding. And then, you know, hopefully in the future we can have an executive director and a program developer full time. That's kind of where I would like to go. So taking the programming success and then running with it,
going
sustainable.
Next step.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's probably the goal for a lot of nonprofits, is to get that program development piece figured out. So, but Jeff, you're still going to be involved.
Yes. So they're going to contract with me to do the Paris of the Pacific Melodrama again this Alaska Day in October. And we did four shows here in June or July.
It was in June.
In June. And it went pretty well. And we had the one thing I got to say is the audiences in Sitka are just so great. They're welcoming, supportive, forgiving. They get into the program. They're just great for all the different stuff. So we'll do that. We're going to do a new thing in November called Sitkins Can Dance. So it's an opportunity for couples dancing and or solo dancing. And there'll be more information about that. And then again, I'll do the Wearable Art Show in March of 2015. I'll produce it, the Wearable Art Show in 2015.
So you're
and
still
we might find something else. We're just
you
still
think?
Top secret right now.
Yes.
Semi-top secret.
Thankfully for us, yes. Yeah. Jeff will still be on board.
Yeah, that's kind of a nice segue there for you. I'm
it's
sure
perfect.
It's reassuring.
It is reassuring, yes.
But you know all the board members now. And
yes.
And how many board members does your organization have?
Anyway? We currently have 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
don't ask us to name them.
Yeah, we would never do that
can.
To you in public.
Okay.
What's your first sort of, what do you think your first like month is going to look like?
It is going to look similar to what I've already been doing. I'm getting on top of the whole administrative side of running an organization. So, you know, we've gone through all the files, and Jeff has introduced me to all the different grants and all those kind of things. So the sort of behind the scenes things that have to take place,
sure.
I'm getting my head around all of that. And then at the same time, my next big event is the Artisans Market in December. So in tandem with the office department, I guess, I'm working towards the Artisans Market as well. So that's going to be December 4th and 5th. And we're soliciting vendors currently. So if people out there are interested, I'm working on the website. That's a constant work in progress, but has come a long ways.
And is that what is your website address?
It is www.thinkartthinksitka.com.
Okay.
And we're doing the artist registry that Sarah's doing as well.
Which is
a
so the artist registry is online. It is a compendium of all, well, not all yet, but we're trying to get all of Sitka's artists in one place online. So we have biographies on there, photos of the artist, and then 12 examples of their work. And we have emerging and established artists in place on there. So we've got that going. And as I say, that's a work in progress because there's a lot of artists and, we're trying to get everybody
So do people contact you if they'd
people,
like to get...
Yes, please. Please contact me about it. And it's just really easy. We just need samples of your work and a photo of you and just a short artist statement. That's it. And then, it's free. We're offering it to you. Our role is to support artists and get them out there. So this is one thing that we're doing. And then also on there we have the public art of Sitka. Again, a work in progress. We have, I've put a bunch on there and then I keep getting emails and, I thought of something else. And so if you have something that you consider public art and you'd like to see it on the website, let me know. I'll put it up there. So another project we have going on.
You guys have a, if I'm not mistaken, a calendar of events also, don't you, on your website or is that on your Facebook page? Or?
We don't exactly have a calendar, but we do have a kind of blog page that lists, that will be our next upcoming event will be on there. So if you wanted to, scroll back through, you'd see all the past events. And then I always put them on Facebook as well. So those are two really good sources for you to find out what is going on. And then obviously we have all of our events listed on the website, but just not in a calendar format.
Okay.
Yeah.
And isn't it the Greater Sitka Arts Council that does the
community
calendar. Yeah, the community calendar.
We have for, I think, 3 years, and it just seems like it's a duplication because you guys have the most up-to-date, accurate thing of what's going on community-wide. And so I think this year we're going to suggest to those program planners and event planners, use Raven Radio's calendar. The day we sit down and do all that stuff, the reason for that was to try to avoid duplication.
Sure.
But people started not showing up, and it was just me kind of trying to coordinate it. So if we can get people to look at you guys' calendar and then try to avoid duplication, we'll save some time. So that's going to be the effort this year.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. Good luck in your new job. Sarah Laurie, the new executive director, but a longtime supporter and an active member of the Greater Sitka Arts Council. And Jeff Budd, the outgoing executive director, and the same could be said about you.
Thank you.
And thanks again for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you, and thank you, Jeff Budd.
Thank you, Sarah Laurie.
Yes, indeed.